Liberal arts colleges represent about 4% of the entire cohort of college students who are going to be educated in 1 year. That's a very small percentage that schools and even business leaders would like to see increased. Gary Phillips is dean of the college at Wabash College in Crawfordsville, Indiana, where they have been researching the impact of the humanities on college students, graduates, and society at large. They're still mining the data. It's a study of 19,000 students from 49 institutions. But so far, Phillips says there are some key components of an effective liberal arts curriculum.
Undergraduate research with faculty, diversity experiences both at home and elsewhere, service learning, high academic challenge and rigor, direct engagement with faculty and staff who get into the lives of students up to their elbows, and provide in those engagement opportunities experience to think diversely, to engage persons who are different from them.
Phillips calls those high-impact practices and says that their research shows measurable results in many student outcomes.
Cognitive skill development, critical thinking, sense of well-being, ability to navigate conflict in diverse settings, and those particular measures we see when these high-impact practices are put in place that students change.
Phillips says the age-old tension between breadth and specificity in education is one where the pendulum swings from one side, that technical-specific training, to the other, the humanities. He says it is the duty of liberal arts schools to make sure that there is that breadth.
And that you also have represented in the majors or other programs, and they can be certainly pre-professional as an example, that you have specificity. And you have to have that balance for, I think, the effective education that we need to take place.
Phillips says there are some important questions that need to be asked when we consider the education of our children.
What is it that we are preparing a student to become in this day and age? What kind of man? What kind of woman? What kind of civic contributor? What does it mean to be a father, a mother, or neither? What is it about the human condition in our country at this time that necessitates our thinking about what we're doing with them in the classroom?
Employment after college is always a big question, and Phillips says that there are many attributes in a student of the humanities that employers look for beyond those tasks of specific skills. Individuals
who can think about moral choices, who are able to write, who are able to communicate, who are able to discern differences in important ways, able to make a reasoned and informed judgment about their own culture and life and set of values in contrast to others. Those are liberally educated people. Those are the people that our businesses and corporations want to lead.
Dr. Phillips is presenting Humanities in Action, Doing the Work and Assuring It Works at Lynchburg College tomorrow evening at 7. I'm Tab O'Neill.